Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. It is Monday, January 6th, 2014, and it's the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We have a wonderful hour of questions and answers coming up for you this evening. We'll be taking your questions live at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you'd like, you can go over to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and bring up the image of the light being, which you can find on the right-hand side of the webpage. And it looks like an icon of a face, and if you click on that, you can bring it up, and Ron will charge that up with peace energy for ourselves and our space over the next hour. And also, we will be taking calls tonight. If you were on the New Year's call yesterday, we'd love for you to call in and share your experience. And you can find the numbers on the BBS Radio homepage and also on our Creation Lightship homepage on BBS. So hopefully everyone has the light being already up. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, and we'll bring some peace energy in for everybody. Or you will, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So let's bring in the energy for peace to the light being. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so see how that's doing, everybody. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great, and thank you again, Ron. We have a lot of listener questions this evening, so we'll be taking those over the next hour. And if you're new to the program and you'd like to check out Ron and his work, you can always do that at creationlightship.com. There are a number of questions and answers documents there. You'll find them on the website. You'll also find links to the Creation Lightship Wikipedia and YouTube channel, where you can watch more videos and also read a lot more about Ron, the Ascension process, and the divine heart-based healings that are offered through the website. And Ron, I wonder maybe if we could start out with a clearing. I heard today that it's the most depressing day of the year, according to a lot of people. It's Blue Monday. So I wonder if maybe we could do a sample healing for everybody for the Monday, January blues. And I also heard that it's the day that the most divorces are filed for on today's date, being the first Monday in January.
Well, that's interesting. So here we go. So this is for January 6th, Monday, 2014. So let's clear the day here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just doing all the numbers at one time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, very interesting. So we'll see how that works for everybody. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, and hopefully if you are familiar with Creation Lightship and you've been doing a lot of the healings that are offered, you probably aren't feeling depressed today because you're more in tune with your source energy, the energy that created you, and you're more peaceful. So just wondering if anybody is picking up on that, feeling depressed. If you are, you can let us know in the fast chat. And also, hopefully, you were on the Planting the Seeds of Intention New Year's call yesterday and were able to get the wonderful benefits of that call. And as I said before, we are taking calls from people who were on that call yesterday and testimonials from them, and you also probably got your 7 days' worth of creation light ship charged water. So you're probably making your way through that and feeling great. But if you're not, hopefully that sample just helped you. So we also do have the 4-hour call coming up on January the 11th. That's the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call. And Ron does this every month. You can find out more about that right at the top of our creationlightship.com homepage. And it says in the green heading up at the top there, so you can click on that. And if you're looking to get on that call, it's a really great one. It is Saturday, January 11th, 1 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, 4 to 8 Eastern, and you can attend that live or as a registered absentee. And hopefully you're on our email list, which you can sign up for via the website, and get the information also about the special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, which are every month on Sunday. So this Sunday, for this month, they'll be January 12th, 19th, and the 26th. And they're really wonderful. So a lot of people get on those on a monthly basis. If you can do it, it's a really great way to start getting your body back into shape if you've been having some physical issues. And that is a physical body organ rejuvenation, nervous system, organs, skeletal, and a blood rejuvenation. So you can also find out more about that at creationlightship.com at the very top of the webpage. So just wanted to mention those few quick announcements before we get into the listener questions, which we have quite a few of tonight. So thanks, everybody, for writing in. And it's going to be a regular Q&A show. So I thought, Ron, maybe we could start with a listener who has been having kind of a reoccurring event going on. And so I'll just read to you a little bit of what she's written here. She's been timeline crashing an anger incident that happened with her daughter last week. And today, she goes on, as I began my natal barcode, recognized another incident occurred with my son today that had to do with the anger incident last week, a copy and paste of a similar incident when I was 18, my daughter's age now. I now recognize other times in my life that repeats this incident, and I am doing more timeline crashes on them and will also do a natal barcode clearing on dates. I may only have the approximate year to plug in, and she's wondering if that will be okay, and also to explain what you mean by doing 100 timeline crashes. If part one is 15 minutes for 20 steps, or does she just do 1,500 minutes for that incident emotion, or 100 times part one?
I would first just try maybe 100 times and see what happens on it.
Okay.
If you want to run it maybe in the evening or something, you could do that. But I would try 100 times on it and see if that eliminates a lot of the problems there. It sounds like it could even be a reoccurring, barcode,
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's put on.
So
she
would just.
Think?
I was thinking, because I know, like with the timeline crashes, you can pick the parts that you want to crash. And so I guess if you were to just do, I guess there's really no wrong way to do it. So if you did do 100, you would just timeline crash 100 times.
Yeah.
Part one for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that is correct. You can go down on it if you want to like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And some people are putting up, maybe 3 or 4 screens up.
Yeah.
So they can pour at one time. I wouldn't do too many more because you might have, your body might not like it. That's the whole thing is, how much can your body take? Your mind will say, oh, yeah, I could do anything, but may not be able to do that. So, you just want to, be a little careful. The carefulness is just the fact that if you do too many, you might be very, very tired. And what if you're a doctor and you're doing a surgery and you did a bunch of timeline crashes to have something happen, and then you weren't functional at your job or you overslept, So the whole thing is not to overextend your body, and a lot of people don't understand that. So if you are listening, know what you know. Just do stuff, you know, a little bit slow, and don't do too many of them, because your body, you know, is not your mind, and your mind may say it's great. So just, you know, do what you can. Like I say, 4 screens is probably plenty to put up at one time for the timeline crashings, and even probably the gray skies, you know. So just always be, you know, diligent and be concerned. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I think at one point I was doing 10, and if I did that, I would put them up for like an hour and then do like 10, you know, 10 every hour I'd switch them. So that was pretty good. But it's true. I think it all depends on the situation, your timeline crashing. And it sounds like this one is kind of a heavy one that seems to be repeating a lot. So maybe you would take it a little bit slower on that. And just check in and see how you're feeling as you're doing
it. If you're doing it for somebody else, then it might be, you know, you could do it, let's see, a timeline crash is for emotion. So what type of emotion you're going through with the situation, okay? So let's say that, for instance, you have, say, a son or a daughter. It'd be probably either one of those, I guess. And so whatever that would be there, I don't know what else you would have. Well, I hate to think of some alien thing, but anyway, we'll say you have a son or a daughter, and maybe they're always late getting up in the morning to go to school. So you go, well, maybe they're on a late timeline, okay? So you could put their name in and crash that for being late, okay? The situation of them being late, but, you know, what's that doing to them? You know, that they may like being late. Maybe they're getting something out of the people around them being upset. So what's their emotional energy with that? That's when it's slightly sideways. Now, how does it make you feel? Because you're also involved in the situation. So you can timeline crash something for them, and then you can also timeline crash, you know, maybe something for you. So what are you doing? You're probably in anxiety because maybe the school called you and they say, well, you know, your son or daughter is not going to graduate this year if they keep going the way they're going. And right away, you're really upset with them because they're not following the rules, we'll say. So you have yourself involved, and then they're also involved. So you may want to, you know, maybe get another computer totally devoted to them and then one for you. And maybe you're married and your husband's now involved with it. And now you have an issue, okay, between you and your husband, okay? Maybe your husband goes, I don't care if they're late to school, okay? And you being the woman goes, yeah, but I am. So now you have an issue between your husband and the wife, and also you have it between, you know, your child. So that could be 3 separate timelines that you're hooked up to, okay? And they're all different, but the end result is that the child is not maybe they're loving what they're doing, you know, but the child still has a problem, maybe not knowing what the consequences are. So that's the way to kind of look at that. So is it, you know, by doing the person that's causing the issue, which is not you, you're just responding to it, okay? So maybe doing the child is better off than just clearing yourself. Now, if you know that you gave that issue to the child, then you want to clean yourself out also. So you can go all different ways on timelines. I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, it can even go further if you want it to, like the school principal or the teacher or somebody like that who's calling you. You know, you might want to put them in there also on another screen or something. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I think that's a great point. And I think it's also important to timeline crash maybe the emotions that are associated with not only your event, but also the emotions you feel from maybe towards or from other people that are involved, because it sounds like this type of thing is maybe even a reoccurring event barcode type of a thing that's been going on. Because I think a lot of the times we can timeline crash for ourselves, but also if we do it for somebody else, then that might also have a empowering effect on our own lives, even if we think the person doesn't need it or won't, you know, get it or appreciate it. That's the great thing about the doing all these healings, is that they only take away maybe these blockages or these problematic events, so that then you have more free will, free choice to move forward. It's not about, you know, giving you something that you don't need or saying that there's something wrong with you. It's just taking away these like negative energies, that so that you can kind of get clarity and empowerment on, you know, what is actually going on, so that you can take control. But then I just wanted to add also, so hopefully that answers this listener's question. And if anybody else has any thing to add to that, let us know on the fast chat. There is another part to this, Ron, that I'm just going to read very quickly. So this listener goes on to say that my life has been stuck in an My life has been in a stuck energy mode. They did the self-empowerment for 300 hours for stuck, paralyzed yesterday, and today they felt the energy dam break. They did notice that even in their anger, they were able to collect themselves, focus, and get clarity of the point of the upset, get present while their son wanted to be in his head. Thank you, Ron, again, and Creation Lightship for the tools. It allows me to be self-empowered to choose peace.
Very good. I was just thinking, and thank you for that testimonial. Very, very good to find out different ways of working with it, and to see how sometimes you start, you know, taking that onion peel off, and all of a sudden it could go sideways. So it sounds like that could even be maybe connected to a seven generational pattern. That could be possible too. But We, you know, recently I've heard a few days ago, you know, even now, you know, the bad weather happening, you know, in the Northeast. So what you might consider doing is, you know, where you're living, and you look outside and it might be, you know, 0 degrees or maybe lower, and you go, wow, this is bad. So I'm going to do either a timeline crash on it or maybe even a gray sky. Well, you're at the other end of the particular weather situation, so you're at the receiving end. What if you were to look at, just a suggestion here, of where it started, okay? Because where it started, you may want to do the same thing there. So maybe you somehow found out that it started way up, maybe at the North Pole or something, and it's coming down. You know, most weather channels will tell you something like that, where it originated. You may want to do some timeline crashes there to get those timelines off, because those timelines are now maybe taking maybe a few days to maybe a week or so to come to you. So get rid of the source, and it might go away completely. So that's kind of what I'm saying there. And maybe do a gray sky clearing where those are, you know, to just find out where the energy is on that. And a timeline crash would probably be better than a gray sky. Because that's what it's designed for. It'll cover more of an area on timeline crashing. But I think we had a beep. Was there somebody online, I think? Do you hear a beep, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think we have a caller there. Hi. Somebody on the line?
Hi, yes. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Ron. This is Janice. I'm actually calling to share some of the experiences that I had yesterday on the four-hour call.
Okay, great.
But I was catching the last part of what Ron was talking about with timeline crashes in the cold weather. I've been doing a lot of that, too, and I've been doing a lot of timeline crashes on the cold weather, but I think what's going to happen is, according to the energy on the four-hour call, is that instead of removing myself from I'm just going to end up removing myself from the cold weather timeline altogether.
Maybe you need to move to Florida or something.
Well, not Florida, but yeah. Somewhere a little bit warmer. I used to have fun in the snow, but not anymore.
Well, not with what you guys are doing.
So, Ron, I have a question. Pardon me?
I said it doesn't sound very fun with what you guys are getting up there.
No, it's been a little extreme this winter. On yesterday's call, there was a couple months, Ron. Actually, the call to me was just so much different than the last couple years, but in a very positive way. But there was a month, and I believe it was the fifth month coming in. I have a question, Ron. If your body was experiencing something physical when you were feeling the energy coming in, does that mean that we are going to be having something physical going on with our body, or does that mean that there's going to be something different coming in with the energy of that month for the planet?
Okay, it could be both. It could be that your body is feeling maybe a brand new energy coming into it. That's possible. The other thing, it could be maybe you're maybe sensing the energy maybe on a timeline. I would hope that what we had yesterday, which I'm sure we did, was uncorrupted, but it's possible maybe that the aliens could have taken you sideways just a little bit on a timeline that might be not beneficial, okay? So that could be a possibility, but for myself, the call was great. It was the first call that we had ever, where it just seemed to be sort of flowing from each month and pretty effortlessly working through the different energies. It was just great. But yeah, if your body did respond to it, I'd say either it would be either sensing the possible timeline that could be out there, even though we were in the moment doing this here. Maybe something's going to come in with that, and you kind of, you know, sense it. Because, remember, the darkness can go into future and past, so you may have connected to maybe another timeline. Or a parallel life, that might be easier to talk about. So that could be a possibility.
Okay, I took your advice, and I was running myself through the Be Here and the Now, through the whole program, through the whole 4 hours, you know, just kept on resetting it, you know, to keep myself in the now the best I could. But, you know, that month in particular, I did a lot of yawning, and I really wasn't yawning with the other months. So, you know, would that mean that I was clearing some negativity, and I had a headache and my eyes were burning really bad? Not even burning, my eyes were hurting really bad. So I was just, you know, wondering if that was my issue that I was dealing with. But I think you answered that.
Yeah, I think that it could be your issue. Hello? We'll see if anybody else has any suggestions, maybe on the fast chat, if they have something similar happen to them. We'll just see if anybody can come on there. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I know when you ask for the comments.
I got an idea with your weather, okay? If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong at this here, but I often heard that, I think it was Montana, at least for the states, maybe Helena, is that what it's called? Montana is like the coldest place in the states here, I think. And very possibly, maybe that particular city, or maybe county that it's in, is like a bad weather magnet, you know? And maybe people might want to just try doing a timeline crash on that a bunch of times to get rid of the weather. Because you might just look at that. I could be wrong, but I have heard that maybe throughout my life off and on, that place is really, really, really cold. So might be a reason for that. Any feedback on that, Janice? Have you heard something similar?
I have heard Montana was bad with weather, but not that particular city. You know, back in the, I did live in Montana for about a year in the past, and everybody said, oh, the weather. But from where I moved at that time, I moved from the Chicago area and Illinois, and to me the weather there was worse than I experienced for my weather in Montana when I was there. So I have not heard that one, Ron, about that particular city, but I'm thinking a little bit more north of there, like, you know, into Canada, and, you know, but I don't know. I was just hoping that all the, you know, because I did like thousands, 4,000. I mean, I know I did a lot of timeline crashing on the cold weather, and I just feel like I hope that I didn't make it worse by doing the timeline crashes on it. Because
it could be a lot worse, you know. Even though it's bad, it could be worse.
They were talking today on the radio about it being a polar vortex. So, you know, I thought maybe the aliens were doing something of that the vortex from the polar, and the person on the radio was explaining what that meant. And it just all sounded so alien to me. It's like the aliens were playing with us by pulling down this vortex from the polar, from the North Pole, and it was coming down into the United States here, and that's why we were having all this extreme weather, is because of this vortex that we were caught in. And I thought that was extremely interesting. I've never heard of that before, ever. But
Okay, great.
Well,
we'll see what happens. So I think we got another caller on.
The call was great yesterday, otherwise.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Oh, I think we got another caller online.
I think somebody else is on the line.
Yes, hi. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi. I wanted to get some feedback as well, but she just actually, Janice just told us about what the polar vortex. I heard that as well, and I thought that was interesting. But the reason I'm also having the same issue with what she had said about when, you know, in the past, I guess I was not organized enough to really feel what was going on, but this time around it was very interesting. It was a lot of good smooth energies, but I had a few months where I had, like, you know, like it was started off wonderful and then it got heavy, and then as well, and I got, my spirit said, you got to do this clearing. So I wrote it down what I'm going to have to, you know, purchase or do certain clearings, and then I thought about it, thinking you had said that when we did this was just, you know, what the earth spirit had in store for at that moment. It could always change. So I thought that when you said at the end, you got to do more, and I thought to myself, well, maybe that would we follow up in the future, like if we could remember what we felt, because actually when we experience this, are we creating timelines? If I go back and review this in my, you know, like what I wrote down, will I feel the energies from that month, Ron? And then when I do that, I'm creating timelines, you know, trying to reconnect to that energy for that month that we just experienced on that. And then I could clear what I believe I at that moment that I need to clear, and even doing psychic billboards and creating what I planted.
Are you asking me, by going back into the past, are you creating the timeline that you revisited earlier? Is that what you're asking?
No, like when you did the actual thing, what I felt at that month, I could probably recreate it if I chose to, like remembering, because I wrote down a few of the experiences that I was having for that month, and if it wasn't pure, it wasn't, you know, didn't feel great to me, I had already jotted down, you better do timeline crash, whatever came to me at that moment.
That would work fine, yes. Remember,
so
what you have is a sense of what could be happening. Not that it's 100%, but it's a really good indication of what's going to be coming in from source energy here to this planet. So if you did feel a little agitated on one of the months or something like that, then you may want to keep note of that to see if that occurs. And if it does, then know that you need to do timeline crash on it. But I wouldn't look at it. You know, as you're, we'll just say that you felt going in from, say, through September was fine, and then October felt a little iffy for you. Well, I wouldn't to get your notes out in September rather than saying, I'm going to have a bad month in October. I wouldn't go there. I would just realize that if you start sampling the energies as you get into October and it does feel a little different to you, then you know that, I better do some timeline crashes. It's just strictly like a warning an indication of what could possibly happen.
Could we contact them now? I mean, cause since we already wrote them down, or you don't think we should even go there at all?
I wouldn't crash them now, no, because you're not living there. You're not living in the future.
Okay,
if you're bringing yourself into the future, yeah, then by all means do that. But I don't recommend going outside of the now. Okay,
yeah.
It's like,
well, that's,
you know,
what that's why I always found this strange, this whole process, because I had skipped a couple of years because I really didn't get much out of it because I didn't know how to use it. I didn't understand, and this time, like you had suggested, you gave us many more ideas how to prepare for it. And like Janice, I also did the Be Here Now because I could get in my head so easily, and I forget, you know, that. So that was why I kept doing that, to make sure I was there. And I did feel a lot more peaceful this time around. I wasn't scattered like I was in the past. But I just experienced it. I wasn't even trying to plant seeds. I was just trying to experience the energy. But it was a lot smoother for me. And then when I did feel things, I said, all of a sudden my spirit was saying, write this down, write this down. You're going to you have to clear this. You know, I've always wanted to do certain clearings. I just said, this is the time you should be doing it. And I don't know why that's what I got. So,
Pauline, I think it's important, what you just said, just writing it down. And it's not so much that the energy is bad. It could just be, you know, for some reason, when you get to that month, it's just like a reminder of maybe like if that didn't feel like it was lining up with what your affirmation was. I mean, maybe because I think like, Ron, when you started the call, it's like you kind of have like these 12 things maybe, and then you kind of go back and look at which one you want to put with what energy. So it may not even be something that you need to timeline crash, because it's just like, well, maybe that's a month where you don't want to make like a huge move or a big financial decision because it's not really like, you know, you're not really feeling that that's going to be a good time to do that. I think that's all that really, you know, I think once you get there, though, it's not like something you need to, you know, worry about for the future. Because once you get into that now moment and you're living, you know, in the now, chances are that that is going to realign with whatever is going on in your life at that moment.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, and also, you know, okay, yeah, thank you, Polly. You had some really good questions there. So for everybody else listening, just remember that you're always connected to life and being connected to life. Excuse me. If you're not in the moment, then you're going to be out, maybe on some timelines that you may not wish to be on. So this may have happened to you yesterday even, or, you know, a week ago. You know, if you look back, you go, wow, I didn't like being on that timeline that I was on. It was kind of strange to me. Well, you were on it, and is that timeline, in fact, I'll talk about this, is that timeline that you're on maybe in the last month, we'll say, is that timeline that you're on that took away a lot of your energy going to recycle into your future, okay? So remember, if the aliens liked you a lot because you gave them a lot of energy, then they may want to put you onto a timeline with a similar experience. So you need to just kind of be careful and watch out and just make sure that you're not reconnecting, reinfecting yourself, to a timeline that you've already experienced. That's what we started the call off with, you know, is something very similar to that, is as things are kind of reoccurring with a different person and different events happening, and then you finally get yourself out of it with a timeline crash, and you go, wow, I'm glad I'm out of that. Holy cow, I've been in that thing for a long time. You may not even know what you've been in, but once you're out of it, you know, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sample, you know, your body and to, you know, see how your body is responding and feeling to a given situation. Because if you start getting released from these timelines, you're going to feel much better about a situation. So I'll just say that differently. Let's just say that on a timeline, there's a timeline out there for you to hurt your arm, okay? So one would be maybe just scratch it, you know, by accident, and you get maybe just a little rash, okay? Another one is maybe you somehow jab yourself with something and, you know, you cut yourself and you draw blood. These are all similar timelines, okay? It all deals with your arm. And maybe the very end timeline is where you break your arm. So as you're doing timeline crashes, all of a sudden when you start looking at it, maybe you're on the one to break your arm, okay? And you start clearing these off because you have an arm problem, an arm situation. Well, eventually that broken arm one is gone. It's history, not even existent, okay? But you still have one out there with your arm, or maybe you get cut and you draw blood, okay? Keep crashing that timeline. And then all of a sudden you come up and you go, wow, my arm's feeling much better. Some of the pain's leaving me. Because remember, all that stuff has already happened to you. Just that you haven't experienced it here yet, okay? And because remember, these are all in the now. These are happening. You did have a broken arm. You may not have one here, but it's creeping up on you. And so now you start doing it some more. And you go, yeah, my arm only hurts 10%. I'll just keep crashing this timeline. And lo and behold, all of a sudden the pain goes away. That's because you had a bruise on your arm, maybe on 50 to 100 timelines. Then all of a sudden, it goes away and you go, ah, my arm's good. So that's the way they work with you. So where are you on a timeline and how many timelines are out there to cause you harm? Okay? So look at that situation. And that's true with the weather, you see. I've heard of people doing the gray sky clearings and some timeline crashes for the weather, and they hear on the news that it's going to be, you know, awful, you know, and now it's only terrible, okay? And so that's good. You could have been in that terrible, you know, awful, you know, or awfulest timeline, you know? And so as you do more and more of these, it can get you probably out of it if you can get enough concentration on that timeline. I have heard of people doing gray sky clearing, and all of a sudden over their house they have sunlight, sun shining down on them, and you know, they walk away from their house, we'll just say maybe 1,000 feet, and all of a sudden, you know, the weather is gloomy, you know? So, and they look up and there's no sun there, but over their house there's sun. And you go, people go, that's interesting. And so you know that it's working. So kind of look at the timeline crashes, and maybe even the gray sky crashes this way too, but the timeline is more, probably a lot more active on getting rid of, you know, a lot more stuff. But, you know, you want to get off of that timeline. No timeline, no event. That's how you have to remember it. Gray sky clearing means that you're already in the event and you want to get rid of the stuff around you. But a timeline, you know, that's the one that's going to probably give you the most mileage if you have the time, you know, to do that. So that's what I'm saying is in fact, doing both is excellent. But I'm trying to define the difference between a gray sky clearing with weather versus a timeline. And you want to get off of those timelines. And, you know, that's I'll just turn back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so hopefully, Pauline, that helps you out. I don't know if you're even still on the line there, but yeah, hopefully this will be helpful. And yeah, I thought the call was similar. It was different than I've only been on one other call, which was last year. So, and I did take a lot of notes. So I kind of just use it as a guide. And if you like, write down or, you know, take any kind of like notes about it. And then what I find interesting is to look back over it and then see how that aligned with what actually happened to you over the year. And also, I think that's a really great point that she brought up, Ron. It may indicate, you know, what timelines you need to get off of. So it's very helpful, kind of like roadmap, since this is the healing highway. It's kind of like a roadmap to your year. So hopefully
that's a good point. And we may have mentioned this, but, you know, we'll just say that in one of those months, you know, it looked like it wasn't too good, or you felt body energy and kind of made you feel uneasy. Well, maybe that timeline started 2 months previous. And you just didn't know about it. Okay? And so that could be a possibility of being on that, but, you know, I don't want to affirm that, okay? But if you did feel uneasy and you get like a picture of something going on, going wrong with you, and you sort of have that inkling maybe a month or two before, then just know that you're headed in that direction. And you may want a timeline crash, because you actually had a body reaction in that 1 month. So that's kind of how I would look at it. But I want to stay more in the moment, because when you're in the moment, these things don't exist. So, you know, get off of these timelines. That's the whole thing, is being the present moment with source energy versus the alien timelines, you know, which is the law of cause and effect. And being a multidimensional being and everything else, that's the alien stuff. So that's where you don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't want to be there. No, you really don't. Okay, so Ron, I think hopefully we can move on and get to some more questions. We've got quite a few of them. And thank you very much, callers. So our next question is from a listener who's wondering, what is the predominant alien energy to clear from a family member who purposefully causes agitation in the family, causing confusion and relatives turning against each other who normally get along? We all feel slimed and disturbed after, but can't get away from this person. So what should we do?
I think I would first try, since it could be more physical, you might want to try doing entities. You know, I'd try an entity clearing on the person, get a whole lifetime entity clearing, and maybe then from there, as far as other clearings to do, the person could be used, you know, with the alien energy. You can get on the alien page, could be a shapeshifter in them, agitating people. You'd want to probably look at the person and kind of see how and why they do what they do, if you can figure out something, because that may give you a clue of what clearing to do. But it just could be a shapeshifter and they're trying to cause havoc. And along with that could be entities coming in. And then from there, you know, what timeline are they on? And did that person put your family members onto their timeline, okay? Or onto that person's timeline. So, you know, find out what the emotions are. And, you know, maybe do some timeline crashing for that person that's, you know, getting issues. Find out what the issues are that's pushing your buttons. So I'd go on and probably do that, you know, the alien attack removal page and see what sort of fits in there. Maybe do that for, you know, maybe a week and just see, you know, if that helps. Because they could have a shapeshifter in there. You could have something where there could be a lot of energetic cords between you and the family members. You might want to try doing the soul family clearing that we have up online. That one may work probably pretty nicely, but there's all different ways to go on it. But you got to kind of see what's happening and how he or she's affecting the people in the family to agitate them. And that would also mean that you all, the family members, all have the same issue. So it could be passed on through past generations. This person just happens to activate it, and now it's being activated in you. Remember, you don't have an issue, you know, you're not going to be dealing with it. It's much like, you know, the old saying, you know, water off of a duck's back, you know. Remember, if the energy gets stuck in you and doesn't go through your body, then you're going to become agitated. So you should be completely resistance-free. So you have resistance there, and you're attaching to the energy. So find out what it is. You know, do some timeline crashes on it. That might be the first thing to free yourself or that person. Very possibly it's the alien attack page. Get on there and do something. And it could even be a timeline crash that you may want to do in the location where you are. Maybe you have something with the grid line. Maybe that's connecting to somebody. But anyway, all different ways to go on it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Ron. And I noticed, too, I've never really heard of this clearing, but I just did a quick search on creationlightship.com, and I found this family imprinting cording removal. And that's a whole lifetime clearing. So maybe this person is, I don't know, could benefit from that.
Definitely. You don't know what was connected. You know, if it's your child, then you gave them the stuff, okay? You know, they're only bringing forth the energy that you gave them in the DNA. So does it come from you or from your spouse, if that's the case, okay? I'm going to look at those energies very carefully and then see what, if it's from your spouse, see what the relatives are like. Are they resonating with that same energy? I think we got a beep, so we have another caller online.
This is Joyce. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I've been listening to the call, and I'm fairly new, and I'm trying to become educated, and I'm understanding the best way to do that is to ask questions so everyone can hear the answer. Can you help me understand the difference between the different timeline crashes that are available to us?
Okay, the timeline crashes, there's only one timeline crash page, but we actually have two pages. One is for a space-time crash to bring you back here if you don't come back on a timeline. So a timeline crash is a parallel life, and everybody has parallel lives. Some people don't think they do, but they have lost their keys, misplaced their shoes or their coat or their car or something like that. Everybody has dreams, and everybody probably more recently have seen things happen around them, like driving your car and you look out your rearview mirror, out your window on the left, nobody's there. You start to do a left lane change or something, and all of a sudden the car's there, and they're honking the horn at you, and you go, wow, wasn't there before. Well, that's things
right.
being dropped in from other timelines. So that's very predominant right now. So when you
would
go
that
on
be
to
the satellite timer?
What's that again?
Would that be the satellite timeline crash? Does the Earth
the satellite is for aliens connecting
gas?
To you. Okay, the satellite is for the aliens connecting to you for mind control. So we have that one, and we have the head connector. Those kind of both go together in a sense. The other timeline crash you purchase, and I believe it's $20 a week, $60 for the month, and you go on there and you put in an emotional situation that you're dealing with, because the these unwanted universal travelers, which we'll call them, the aliens, these particular beings find out where your weakness is with emotions and put you on the timeline. So if you're experiencing a situation that you don't want to be in, then do timeline crashes on it. Like I mentioned earlier, you might want to listen to the show over again, on the archives. But
listening. Yeah, that's why I called in.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So you want to keep crashing the timeline until you're off of that timeline. And I've had people have miraculous healings just by crashing timelines. All of a sudden, the pain goes away, of what they've had. They go, wow, this is really weird. I got this pain. And most people will have, talking about pain, all of a sudden you're walking along and you get a pain in your back. You go, wow, what happened here? Did I get a psychic attack or something like that? Well, maybe you got onto a pain timeline for some reason. And so now you have pain. And so now you're going through the pain of having something being done to you on other timelines. You just felt it here. So you keep crashing that pain energy in your back. Or it could be an emotional situation. Maybe you get upset easily about
you
something.
You write it in as pain energy in my Or you would write
yeah,
it in.
You just write it in on the timeline crash, like
okay,
pain,
and
back pain, and you keep crashing the timeline. And you might want to, I'd recommend, like most people, at least 50 minimum. I'd do probably 100 and keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And you can set the timer to 5 minutes in place of 15 and put up maybe four screens on your monitor and keep crashing those things. And you're going to start finding yourself feeling better because you're no longer living a life that you know nothing about, and once that life is no longer on a timeline, you're taken off of it. So the timeline doesn't exist now. So it works with physical pain and also emotional situations. And that's the timeline crash clearing.
Okay, now so I think what my question is, that is, thank you, the difference between that and space-time crash, I mean, It's just confusing as to which one to use.
When you do the timeline crash, you're automatically given the space-time crash. It comes with that clearing, okay? It used to be separate,
okay.
And I included it. So on a space-time crash, that means that you're out there in space, and you may not always come back here. We'll say you only come back here 95% of the time. So you do a space-time crash. If you do it for like a week, I'd do maybe a couple of them, you know, throughout the week, just to bring yourself back here. Just in case you didn't come back. See, when the timeline gets disintegrated, then you come back here normally automatically, and you're going to get more energy in your body and feel better. But sometimes during that process, you may just fall off the timeline and not actually come back here. So the space-time one brings you back if you haven't come back.
I got you.
That's just a safeguard.
Can you do this for someone else?
Yes, you can do timelines for other people. You may want to tell them that you're doing it. The space-time, only do the space-time one when somebody is sleeping. So I don't necessarily recommend doing space-time crashes for people, because sometimes when they come back, the body might jerk or something. So you don't want to have somebody jerk when you're doing this and they're driving on a mountain road or something, you know. It's probably going to be safe, but I just recommend not to, because sometimes people have felt a little funny when we first started doing it on the space-time crash, because you're brought back here and you come in like really quick, like a crash landing, where the other ones you're coming very gentle.
Okay.
Landing is like when you get startled and your body jerks, okay?
So someone that is bedridden, that they're not going to be going anywhere, it would be safe to do it for them.
That would be correct, yes.
Okay.
Perfect example.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we will start working with this. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the clearings are that clearing in the gray skies, those are great clearings. We have other ones too, but those are really good to do. So thank you for calling.
And the gray skies, if someone is ill and they're right in the middle of the situation then.
No, gray sky is for your weather. If you look outside and they say, I don't know where you're living, but people are having poor weather back east, the gray sky could help to alleviate the gray skies or the clouds and the snow and the rain coming to your area. I won't say it'll get rid of it completely, but it could lessen it a whole bunch.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. And, also let us know how that goes with the different timeline crashes. So I have a quick testimonial, Ron, from someone who is doing the gray skies, which we were just talking about. And this person writes in that they had a lot of snow and cold on Friday. They did gray sky all night long for 2 days, and after that, they had 50-degree weather and rain. The snow is gone. So, very interesting. And, all right, thanks for letting us know about that. There's another testimonial here from a listener who, it's kind of a long email, but I just did want to mention the fact that they wrote in and said that they really got a lot out of using the psychic billboard to clear up their blockages. They used your archive shows as a reference. They decided to be creative and put in blockages from what they had purchased, like planet cording, et cetera, and a crown chakra cording they did. But they input for the light beings to clear me from when I first came to this planet, and that is when the light truly came through. For the first time, they started clearing blockages, and they felt that they had demons that had hounded them for years and could not get rid of them, and they're saying that the psychic billboard clearing is the jackpot of healings. So they did, as you said, use the dark side program to infuse the light, and it worked. They timeline crashed each healing. Thanks a lot, and they will be forever grateful. So they said, each time, by the time they got to your website, they knew they were home.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, that's,
a lot of, We've worked really hard to try to move people forward.
Yeah, that psychic billboard clearing sounds awesome. And that's only $20 a month for the entire month.
So for new people, just briefly, the psychic billboard, when you get the clearing, you first indicate on there where you are. So you're doing it because you have an issue, typically. And you put down where you are, and there's three boxes. One of them is how you are projecting the energy of where you are. The next one is what other people are doing to you, which we could call psychic attacks, okay? Somebody thinking bad thoughts about you. And then the last box, the third one, is what the aliens have in store for you, and these are all the same thing. So that's where you are. If you don't know where you are, then ask your friends, because you want to get out of where you are. So just find out what that issue is. Just keep it very simple. And then the other boxes that you fill in underneath each one of those is where you want to go to. So, or what you want to change, or, you know, what the outcome is supposed to be. Now, you may have, you know, a really long way to go. Maybe this isn't an instant thing that could happen overnight. So what you do then is, You put it where you want to go, and you start the clearing. And then each day, and maybe even more so, at least every 2 days, monitor it. Watch other people. Don't look at yourself, because you won't know how your energy field is affecting anybody. But they will tell you. So see how people respond to you. And then go back in and change it, and keep changing it slowly, one step at a time. And eventually you will get that end goal that you're looking at. So it's sort of like, you know, we'll just say, this may not be true, but it could be. We'll say that you may say, I want to have $100, okay, in a week, or I'm broke, I want $100. Well, you may not find a $100 bill in the street, but maybe the next day you might find a penny, for instance, okay? And then you go, okay, now I own the penny. Now I want to get a nickel. And you put in, now I want to have a nickel in my life. Before it's $100, which was too far of a stretch for you. Okay, and maybe the next day, days go by and you get a dime, but you have to watch, mainly for watching people's energies, how they're relating to you. I'm just talking about something physical. And then from there, you will start to see people maybe liking you more, responding to you in a different way, because the way they saw you before was really negative according to what you thought you were doing, okay? And so it just allows you to move on. So that's kind of the way it works. So we need to get off here. We got another radio program coming up. You can go to the website on the top right, creationlightship.com. You can click on that there. We have the BBS program and the other radio program listed there. So just click on that, and we need to go. Okay, so thank you, everybody. I need about a two-hour show here. But anyway, we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.